The Federal Aviation Administration has grounded the SpaceX Starship program. SpaceX launched the largest rocket in the world last week, and then it exploded, and debris particles rained on the city of Port Isabel, Texas. There's also extensive damage to the area around the launch site. Gage Davila with Texas Public Radio was one of the first to check out the impact to nearby Boca Chica Beach.
Last Thursday, SpaceX's launch pad was awash in noise and fire. A few minutes later, Starship exploded. Almost a week later, its debris is still washing up along the Texas shores of the Gulf of Mexico. But today, Boca Chica Beach is mostly quiet, except for the consistent drone of nearby SpaceX. I walk through the dunes towards the windy mud flat just south of the launch pad. There's debris spread nearly a mile around, some the size of golf balls, others as big as engine blocks.
The entire bed of this mud flat is covered with pieces of concrete and rebar. Some have impacted the ground so hard that they've left holes that are about 2.5 to 3 feet deep and 6 feet across.
I make my way to the other side of the launch pad. This is a sensitive wildlife habitat where the mud flats are covered in algae.
There's the same amount of concrete, more big divots in the earth, pieces of metal. Looks like they bounced or carved into the earth.
Any vegetation within a few hundred yards of the launch pad was singed. There were several fires. One burned nearly 3 acres of land.
You get in there and it looks like a literal bomb went off.
Justin LeClaire is a conservation biologist with the Coastal Bend Bays and Estuaries Program. During his survey of Boca Chica, he documented around 300 acres affected by debris. LeClaire found federally protected shorebird nests within a few feet of the launched concrete. He's worried if SpaceX launches routinely from here, no wildlife will stick around Boca Chica.
If these major disturbances, in addition to actual damage to the habitat, just happen consistently every month, every week, birds and other wildlife are not likely to use that habitat.
SpaceX could have prevented the damage, but it disregarded building better launch infrastructure, says Eric Resch. He is an environmental compliance specialist who blogs about SpaceX. For one, he says, the company did not invest in proven launch infrastructure like a flame trench, which diverts most of the thrust of the rocket.
It sure seemed like the decision to not do these very basic channels or flame protection or systems you see everywhere else was a matter of convenience.
Resch says SpaceX was too eager to launch its largest rocket. CEO Elon Musk said a steel plate was supposed to go under the launch pad, but it wasn't ready in time. SpaceX thought the concrete would hold based on the static fire test held in February, but that test was only at 50% thrust. Resch says that the environmental review SpaceX gave to the FAA underestimated Starship's power. What the company called a successful launch actually caused as much damage it had predicted for a full-on explosion on the launch pad.
I think that probably illustrates better than anything else how woefully and just like fundamentally inadequate the entire environmental review process is.
Besides grounding the Starship program, the FAA has activated its mishap response plan. It requires SpaceX to work with state and federal agencies to remove the debris and survey the damage. In a statement, the agency says it will make sure SpaceX complies with environmental regulations. For NPR News, I'm Gage Davila in Port Isabel, Texas.